Kamal, did everybody finish until the page I told you in the sixth sense basis? Salayatana? 117, no? Did you all finish? I can't be here long. Okay, now I'm finished. I'm going to Sri Lanka slowly. All right, I know you. I've given you already the most of it. You're gone. I wish you have not been distracted by what's happening with me. And what to do, I wish you were practicing. It's like my last lap, so it always happens, you know. It's not easy. For me, it's not unusual. But this time, things are more and more. Those days also it happens. And I had a good outing. First time going in the ambulance. It was a good experience. So who couldn't finish 170? Until the page 170, no? Now don't worry.
254.
Or 254, yes. I sing any kadal.
English one was 254.
English one, 254. Who couldn't finish today? Everybody finish?
Yes.
Okay. Who could not finish? Anyone can raise their hand. Not until 254, no? Until which page did you finish? You did? What about you? Don't worry.
221.
It's okay. More than the half, right? What?
I came yesterday.
Then you don't have to finish. Why? How can you finish so fast? She had just read the word of the Buddha. Yeah, you look new, so... No. You read so fast?
I have read a little bit before.
At home or where?
Yes.
Okay, right. Doesn't matter, doesn't matter. Just relax and read whatever time you are here. So any question you want... I told you about the parachute jump. You'll have to read on your own, okay? Did you read already that one, the last sutta? Last one did you read? Today is the day you should be reading. I have already jumped and I came back. Thirty-four. Today I will not read with you all, okay? Now I am going to rest until I go to Sri Lanka. Alright, only a few days. This means I am not sure what's happening in the system, so I had to just take it easy. Hey, problem is, you all are also so greedy, you know? If I just come and go, no problem. Then you come with me to Sri Lanka, okay? Lanka attend of coming. Lanka itya mema thoyannam wenna. Me tha mama dan iravela kutti. This amma katte meeting da ganna ot balanda ham wenna. Trust ekiyo na. It has a tyanne na inno eli wenakal pulang na. 34. The sick word, eka balanda, antim nam tiyene. 36 uttira tiyenawa. ඒ දෙක දැන් කියන්නේ පස්සේ බලන්න පුළුවන් හිමීට. මම පොඩ්ඩක් පිට වැඩි. අපි මහත්ය ඉන්නවද කවුද? ඒක බලන්න
කිව්වා සාමාන්‍යයෙන් කොහොමද කියවලත්තේ?
කියවලත් තියෙන්නේ. කොහොම කියවද? කියවු නැති කෙනෙක් ඉන්නවද? Anybody who didn't read that? Page number 34 means in the end.
319
in Sinhala. The English is the last page. You must go to the last page, though it's 34. Page number they have written wrongly. 34. Just go to the last page, the English one. Last two pages. Last two pages of the book. The sick ward. Like a single leg key over the cartier. Okari important thing with me. මම ලාවට තේරුම් කරන්නේ දැන්. ඒ කියන්නේ මරණකල් තමයි අපි until we die, you know, or until the time comes means we must be mindful, and it's called sati sati sampajanya, mindful. So just of the present moment, in essence it's the present moment. Everything is about the present moment, how much you're paying attention to the present moment. So, in that, the contemplation in the present moment. So, it's a comprehensive contemplation. He dwells contemplating impermanence in the body and the painful feeling. He dwells contemplating vanishing, contemplating fading away, contemplating cessation. Contemplating relinquishment. Assiduous thus, the underlying tendency. So you must know this, not only just watching yourself, but also watching the... Now we have already known the body, the feelings come by depending on a body. Okay? So the body is conditioned with food, karma, like that. And this bound to change, bound to pass away. So the feeling is bound to pass away. So you're not attaching to the experience. You're not upset, you're not attaching. So these are to be trained, and then the last, when you have a deadly feeling. So this is to be practiced, the impermanence to a pleasant, unpleasant, neutral feeling, all three types of feeling. Sukha, dukkha, adukkama, sukha, vedana, thunatama, me eka practice karanna thiyena. Hai deva purudunu wathin den, handunatya practice on ambulance eka asse. ඔව් ඇත්තටම මට හරි දන්නේ මොනවා වෙනවද දන්නේ නැහැ. එක පාට මොකක් හරි ලොකු මේකක් ආවා. ඒ කියන්නේ නිකන් දැම්මම නිය ඔක්කොම දාලා යන්න කියලා. ඒ කියන්නේ ඉතින් ඒකට ලෑස්ති වුණා. නැත්තම් බය වෙනවනේ, හොඳ වෙන්න ඕනේ, අරක වෙන්න ඕනේ, මේක වෙන්න ඕනේ. ඔක්කොම අර සාරේ, වඩපු සාරේ එන්න පටන් ගන්නවා පිටු. ඒක ඒවා කළා තියන්න ඕනේ. ඒකයි මම පින්වතුන්ට කියන්නේ. I'm telling you all, you must, you know, do this. You have to do this. And then you're at peace, no? You are with the fleet of the Buddha. And then you have, what is the feet of the Buddha? Then you are seeing this as body feeling perceptions, never yours, never mine. Lucky I have read it also before going to all these things, all these days. It polished my, I had already very deeply, many years, long time, but now with doing to you all, it's there in the back. If I'm going to die, I'll be focusing on that. I wish you all that. It's not just something theoretical. You should get it. Okay, learn to leave everything, and then you're at peace. And then you will pursue that. One day you are going to stop the cycle of rebirth also from this focus. If it's complete, but you're going that direction. Next life you get, you'll be training in that. You'll get a place where they will have this teaching going on, because the same karma repeats. All right? I don't want to show too much energy today, okay? Not only today, until I go, and after I go also. See what's going on, and I want to get, you know, really this thing with this. Yesterday I said I'm very fit, right? Then suddenly something changed, right? Okay? And then I said I'll come in 15 minutes. Actually, I thought I'd resolve it in 15, half an hour. There's something wrong. Feels, but no need. I am not necessary. I feel sorry. Maybe you all, you know, couldn't focus completely. You know, just those days. What to do? But you had 1, 2, 3, 4 days, and then hopefully today evening and tomorrow. Today after like 8 o'clock you can take a break. Okay? You can have a party or something the last time. Don't do that. Continue. Okay? Because 4 days. Today is the 4th day, right? Complete 4 days. Yeah. So, definitely. I told you 5 years, 10 years, you'll be back. You don't have to go to body shop. But I feel something has affected a little bit. What to do? It's karma also. But something really essential. One day you pursue, take it at home also, continue this. That's the most important thing. You know how to, you can continue, and then you can have your self-retreat. If it is good, if you think it's beneficial for you and you think it might be the right path, then I would suggest to have self-retreat. They're having it in England, okay? 5 days, so they have some of the recordings of mine. The gentleman has nicely done it for 5 days. And some people who never took part also, they had this, some, I can imagine. Without my presence, it will be more powerful. Because this is not, it's not my teaching, it will be tapping the Aryan Sangha, some Buddha. Okay? And I'm not explaining this, right? I'm showing you the effect. I'm telling you also, I don't know how far you get that. These have visions. This can ignite sort of a certain perceptions of the Dhamma. Perceptions of reality. Okay? In your Sakman and all that. You don't try to understand, then it can just come. You don't try to get like verbal explanation of this. It's not the way. You just leave empty, just study, just then you see something has happened. Did anyone, maybe some would have had some, they would have not known, like very slight, I don't know, possible. Some people meet me personally sometimes those days, in Attanagalla when we have, and then they tell me, oh yeah, I can understand. Very slight, very subtle, so in the right direction. So you already there, don't worry, okay. Nobody's flying too high, no? But any questions you want to ask? Oh, this one very, very important. He dwells contemplating impermanence in the body and the neither painful nor pleasant feeling. He dwells contemplating vanishing. Dwelling thus, he underlined tendency to ignorance. You know, you will understand each those explanation. If he feels pleasant feeling, he understands the impermanent. He understands it is not held to. This is the last paragraph, before the last paragraph of that sutta. It is not held to. He understands it is not delighted in. If he feels neither painful nor pleasant feeling, he understands it is impermanent. He understands it is not held to. He understands it is not delighted in. If he feels a pleasant feeling, he feels detached. If he feels a painful feeling, he feels it detached. If he feels neither painful nor pleasant feeling, he feels it detached. Now the last paragraph of this. Okay, when he feels a feeling terminating with the body, he understands, I feel a feeling terminating with the body. That means a death feeling. When he feels a feeling terminating with life, he understands, I feel a feeling terminating with life. So he is mindful of the very experience he is going through, he is noting it. He understands with the breakup of the body, following the exhaustion of life, all that is felt, not being delighted in. This is actually an arahant. Okay? He has not been delighting any feelings, will become cool right here. Just as a bhikkhu's an oil lamp burns independent on the oil and the wick, and with the exhaustion of the oil and the wick, it is extinguished through lack of fuel. So too bhikkhus, when a bhikkhu feels a feeling terminating with the body, terminating with life, he understands with the breakup of the body, following the exhaustion of life, all that is not being delighted in will become cool right there. Okay, that will end completely, that will come to a stillness. So he's already aware of that. So I think this was the last suttas given by my teacher. This is like, I would say, a mock exam. If you can train like this now, you don't have to, then you're already practicing. You know what to think when you're getting a deadly feeling. Just to observe you're getting such a feeling. And then also you're taking it, now already if you're trained, you take it as Like, you know, that it is impermanent, not myself, it's empty. Okay, what you are trained. So you have already, otherwise you are not going to look for the cell phone or something like this. Alright? Or some other thing, that thought won't come, you already have trained beforehand. So it should be done regularly also. Nitrama karandatone. එතකොට තමයි ඒ කරේ විදිහට පුරුද්දක් වශයෙන් උත් එන්නේ. මොනවාරි හගන්න තියනවද? අපේ මහත්ය සෑහන ආව මාත් එක්ක මේ මාතුරු කීප දෙනෙක්. ඒගොල්ලන්ගේ රිට්‍රීට් එක මොනා කරන්නද? ඒකන රිට්‍රීට් එකේ පිනකුයි ඒ පැත්තෙන් දෙපැත්තක් වුණා. හැබැයි දැන් පින් කරන්න මං ගන්නේ නැහැ මොනා කරන්නද? සල් කරගෙන ගොඩ වෙන්න තමයි. Any question, anyone? You can't keep me today too long, you know. I'll have to go. Yes, yeah.
Will there be an opportunity to purchase the book so we can keep it?
I don't know. What about the organizers? I don't know who have printed it and all that. They can, if you can approach them and ask them how, what can be done. Actually, they are taken from Bhikkhu Bodhi. Do you know Bhikkhu Bodhi? His translations of Samyutta Nikaya. It's taken from, mostly from that Samyutta Nikaya. You don't have that book, no? You do? Bhikkhu Bodhi Samyutta Nikaya. And Middle End Discourses, some of them from Middle End Discourses by Bhikkhu Bodhi also. These are the very good translations into, but this is compiled what Bhante, the order is like that, how Bhante gave me for a retreat. He had no retreats, I went and spent with him 14 days. So that order is the one in there, and I have added some other suttas like Mahahastipadopana Sutta, which, and some like Sammaditti Sutta. Like that, some few. I said I'll give you some bonus sutta. Like that, which will, you know, just to give an idea of Paticchasamupada, Vachados, the definition by the Buddha. So that in your walking meditation, you can have a picture of it. The Sammaditti, Right View Sutta. Like that, I have added few. I don't know, see, ask them if they can, you know, they think you can have that separately, like that. It's a good thing to, like for a retreat, a self retreat, you can be alone somewhere and then use it.
Yeah, so you can give your name to us and also the other ways you can also share PDF question.
They have a way, I don't know. It's from mixed form, mostly Samyutta. Kanda Salayatan is mostly and also the beginning few, all mostly Samyutta.
You said you added some.
I added in the end, I think. And the last one, that is all Bhante's. That I told you, parachute jump and all that. I can show you properly the parachute jump. I would have read it, but I don't want to strain myself. You know. I didn't know my engine properly yet. You know, let it be, just running. Right. Yes? It's a grosser one, more gross, like shades of craving, I would think. It's a kind like, if it say, I don't know what the Pali one, which one you're referring, sometimes it says raga, like that, you know, raga, even moha. Moha is not ignorance. Moha is a something like, you know, the ignorance in the paticchasam, in the conditionality, the avijja, it's a more sort of very overlapping and it has a wide application, it almost universal. But when it comes to moha, delusion, it has like, you know, lobha dvesha moha, like that, lobha dvesha. So lobha is like greed, and so greed and craving is a more, you know, vast thing. And that's kind of a, like, normally greed you can have in, say, sensual world, okay, So like what you will not have greed in the higher worlds, like Brahmaloka, because no greed, but there's craving for a view, for a something like that. So craving has the more sub, more the strength. Like, what do you mean?
I wondered in short of like the, yeah, terms of lobha, moha, dosa, if it's just like a lot more lobha.
Yeah, yeah, more than craving. It is a more grosser level of attachment. Yes? Curious.
I'm just curious, so I'm not like.
Okay.
Sorry. How do you? But then it feels like in the sutra it says it's our. It seems like it's our nature, inherent nature, just to look for something desirable.
Okay.
Sometimes it's not like that.
Okay, yeah, not really desire, but you are curious, like you are telling like that, okay. Even being curious is the potential of craving within you. You don't get from sound any kind of, sound, sight, all these things. It's a stimulation of something to get with greed, hate, or, you know, like that, okay. So it's a potential is there. Otherwise, why do you need sound at all? So it's lurking. So maybe it's curious means not that gross, but slowly when you're curious, and then it opens up to some opportunity for greed or, you know, like that.
Just our six senses, they are looking out.
But when you say curious, maybe you're in a certain neutral state also. So you're not, but generally they play with greed, hate, you know, their desires. It's always the five senses, the sounds, it's always playing with that. It has maybe less, more or less like that, little bit different, but still it's in that same type of this thing. Sometimes you're like in a samadhi state or some kind of dhamma thinking, then you might have less, you know, just like, but still a sound will only stimulate. The potential is there for it to stimulate the skandhas in a gross way. The five skandhas in the sensual world, mostly. And that is very much with the raga, dvesha, greed, hate, you know, at that level, and delusion.
So, when we have delusion, how do we know that?
It normally comes to neutral feeling. Okay, but delusion is generally there in everything. Now, for example, I tell how to overcome anger. It's by overcoming attachment. Okay? It's not compassion, the permanent solution. It's by overcoming attachment. And how to overcome attachment? It's overcoming delusion. Okay? It's not by not doing it or not finally or not experiencing it. It's by or not getting it, not craving for it. It's by overcoming delusion. So they are also for those different aspects, like we told, like for pleasant feeling you have greed, for unpleasant feeling you have reaction by aversion. And the neutral feeling, normally we have delusion. If we just wait experiencing it, we are not, mind is not filled with wisdom, full comprehension, then we are living in delusion. Okay, just being equanimous, peaceful, it's just also, it's a delusion, in according to Buddha's practice. So normally some take it as final or that one has reached. So when you are with wisdom, without experiencing feeling, then you go beyond feeling. You're still in the feeling. The transcending feeling is way of through wisdom, and that is where no feeling, you're not, no craving for any feeling. So you're filled with, that is Nibbana actually. That's that type of wisdom. They're not all wisdom, but that wisdom, hopefully, you know, what you are now doing, it was trying to stimulate to that particular wisdom. Oh. How many? Kada? Yara many. Oh.
Savinasa, thank you for coming all the way here for us and all the hardship and your help and everything.
Thank you for calling me, because I just wanted to do it somehow. That this, I knew there will be, it's going to be a little bumpy, and even just like just the first retreat at your place, and then the next at New Jersey, and finally this one. So, you know, I'm also surprised in a way how, you know, I just managed to up till at least now, because I was aware of it's not going to be, but not too bad. I will manage it, but next time if I know, I will not come like this, because I don't want to give so much trouble to all these people who, you know, they have to go through a lot of, you know, like, also not mental maybe concern. I can't be alone suddenly here. Everybody is like knowing what is going on or what is happening to my health situation. Health means I was worse before and getting better. So that is the nature of this life. You have to
pay our gratitude to your teachers, Jnana Tiloka Swami.
Jnana Vimala.
Jnana
Tiloka is the teacher of my teacher.
Yes.
Not in the scholarly way. Yeah.
The author of the book. So
really, they all contributed so much.
Speaking of attachments, Swami Nansa, you kind of gave her the delusion and then attachment and the delusion. Day-to-day life, let's say that we have an issue with family or some other related issue with attachment. So what do you recommend to read right away? So we will not be with you when we go home. So it's...
I tell you, at least do this exercise in the morning. You had already some idea of in the early morning, like, you know, so that guided meditation, were you there for any of the, that which was recorded? So that's a nice way. This I do personally. You don't have to too much think, I go to different countries and so on, okay? You can even generally go to the human plane. Get that wishing, that really feel for it. Don't do it just verbally saying from your mouth. That's an exercise you have to do. Okay, so when you properly do, just visualize, you know, approximately that whole planet with human beings, and wish, and with the down breath, you know, relaxing, being aware of your body relaxation, and then visualizing, you'll feel, if you get focused, very like a floating sensation, or detached, you know, and very free. All these other unnecessary thoughts, if they are subdued. And then after that little while, actually it's not in the recording, you can watch the breath. Leave that also aside. Not only the earth, it goes to spreading, no? I spread to... actually there's another way of spreading. I spread to all the sakvalas also, slowly. That, like we have earth and deva and Brahma Loka like this, and there's another earth and deva, you know that. Do you know? 10,000 world systems. There are other human beings in those planets, and Deva Lokas are there in that, and the Brahma Lokas. So I don't extend too much, but it's like that, you know, you can even just one world system, and you will feel more peace, and like there's Samadhi coming if you properly do it. Then you can go to the breath and more Samadhi. Let go, relax with the breath. And then do a reading session of, if you have a sutta which is interesting, or Mahasti, like Mahastipadopana Sutta, something which about the elements, that's what is inside you, outside is same, like something like this. Just get a hold of some few, exercise it which you have understood, so that you can look at the world. It's like it becomes a perception in you. When you're going out, be conscious. There are two practices you must try to bring the mind to the present moment. Kayagata Sati, bring the mind to driving time. Don't look at unnecessary things, sense control. And Buddha Alambana Preetya, Buddha's qualities, put a recording or something to inspire you. Not just, you know, gatha going on. It should touch your heart and tears should come to you. Then Samadhi comes. This sati then opens up the energy field in you and all the negative things will go away. I'm worried to open up that even just nowadays, these days, because it seems like some, you know, like, so I just lay low. Lay low, right? Ekakarandoni. Ekakarand, they can daily routine akirno, they kisaran anima, takara vedai, himadi. Try karand ekatama ekame anitaka, and the other thing is, try to get together. Even how bad the group is, try it for some time and see if if you find later after with the group something, you know, not easy with the group also, you know, and then you think, do it alone and see which is better practically. Okay, really check like that. Sometimes the group pressure can protect you from something, but it's also difficult, like some are bossy like that, you know, so we are seeing our bossiness in others, that's all what's happening. It's all reflections of even the working places, in family situation, everywhere it happens like that. Even organizations, like here also, though I am in the Kuti, not easy this retreat, I know. This retreat, don't think Swami Nwase don't know anything. It's like, not I, there are beings who know everything, they give me some feelings of what is going on. So it's not easy, I know, in the karma lok arranging and, you know, like frictions and all that. That's natural. So at least here you know how to see your, because this is a big operation. All right, your defilements, the karmas, all working. So here's the time to get that training, get it, to look at your faults and change your view and wash, and look at the Dhamma tools also. And that way, then you can apply when you go back, you know, in the office, everywhere. Don't be narrow-minded, petty-minded, unwise mind, you know, where you're seeing this one is bad, that one is bad. How long to go with this kind of karma-making nature? Just learn, you have to turn inward. This shift has to happen to see how you are creating the world. Okay, Mother? Then you can have a wonderful time. Mm-hmm. And I have stayed in, you know, in the beginning times, I had a very tough time. But then I told those days, if you want to send me away, then you treat me very nicely. Here I am helpless, that's the problem. Otherwise, I would not stay. When I got that disease, you know, 1-2 days I allowed, you know, they brought from all this, and I said, that's enough, I manage. And then, it's not that, but this, taking this food like this, this 1 month, like, no, it really helped me, because some of my, I would say, one rishi or some, they actually told me that you must get food from the dayakas who, with devotion giving to you, that will also cure, this will also healing. So that I got here, okay? You should be, thank you so much, you're prepared like, I don't know, for a king. That you should never, what to do, I took food like that. But maybe you get that karma one day. But make sure you do this practice, okay, daily. Make every household, I would say, they must slowly, I hope, they will start this practice. So that they will be safe, you know, they are not in the next life, when they are getting older, from the Buddha's teaching, they have benefited. Not necessarily they have to wear this or something, no. I know it's a deal. Try to make a, that's the other practical ways. Try to once a week, twice a week, once a month at least. Some get together. Anything?
Then you can't even wear a mattinone.
tikada kapana kapaka kapi inota wedda chutta ekapana ekak peenawa kapanawa kiyala etakota me me monada me me gaha mehema anipattata aniwaryenma wetenawa kiyala dannawana e wage ape aniwan nivan dakinawa nivan rahath wenawa hari ehema ekak ara mage ara man kiyuwe ara mata ara indiyave imuna gahenne yagulanga uttara eka divya mekak ne thiyenne divya gnanayak ne ඉකනේ කවුද අරිෂින් වාසලා වගේ මම කියවනේ දර කතාව. ඒතකොට ඒගොල්ලන් අර දකින්නේ මේ සූත්‍ර නිකන් බලනකොටුණත් මේ 아무ත දෙයක් වෙනවා. ඒ සූත්‍ර ගැන දන්නෙත් නෑ. තේරෙනවද ඒ කියන්නේ? හැබැයි ඒගොල්ලන් අර සත්‍යයක් දකින්න මිනිස්යන්ගේ సంతානෙ තුල වැඩෙන. ඉතින් ඒ දේව දෙවරුන්ට මේක තියෙනවා. ඉතින් ඒක බුදුහාඳුරට ඇවිල්ලා කියනවා. ඒ කාලේ බුදුහාඳුර එහෙම ඩිරෙක්ට්ලි. ඒතකොට බුදුහාඳුර එන්කරේජ් කරන්න තමයි ගිල්ලත් පණි ටිකෙන් මෙහෙම දෙවරුත් කිව්වා මමත් කියනවා කියලා. බය වෙන්න එපා ඔය අනිවාර්යයෙන්ම. මොනි
ප්‍රශ්න දාන්න ඇසෙන්නේ ඒතකොට
දැන් වර්තමානයේ අපි
ගත්තාම
අපි ඉන්න ඕනේ පොඩ්ඩක් කතා කරනවානේ තියෙනවද නැද්ද මේව
මොනවා
තියෙනවද නැද්ද දෙවිවරු යක්කල
දැන් යක්කුණා ඉන්නවද දකින්නවා
ඒක සැකයක් නැහැ මේ වගේ සැකෙහෙදි සමහර දේ හැමදේටම මේ අය යක්කෙක් ඉන්නවා දෙවික් ඉනවා තමන්ගේම අත්දැකීම තියාගන්න ඕනේ ඒ යනකොට නිකන් යම් coincidence කියන්නේ නිකන් දැන් මටුණක් දැනෙනවා ඒ දේවල් තියෙනවා කියලා මට එහෙම පේනවා කියලා කියන්න බෑ ඒ දැනීමක් එනවා එහෙම ඒ ක්‍රියාකාරීත්වය මොකද ඒවා යම් දේවල් අනිවාර්යයෙන්ම ඒක යට හිත ඇතුළට නේ මේක මෙයා වෙන්නේ ඉතින් මේවා සද්ධාව ඒවා වැඩි වෙන යනකොට අර ඒවල මන්න මාත් එහෙම හරිම මේ හරිම හොයලා බලනවා දැන් සමාකයෙන් හැම එකක්ම කියන කිව්වා වගේ නෑ හැබැයි මම නම් මමත් ටිකක් ක්‍රිටික් කියන්නේ මම සද්ධාවෙන් සත්‍ය දැන ගැනීම තක යම් විදියකින් මේ ඔය හැමදේ මටුණත් යම් දෙයක් දැන්නා මම එහෙම මේ හොයලා බලලා මොකක්ද කියන්නේ ඒක මොකද්ද කියලා ඊට පස්සේ මම කට්ටියටත් කියන්නේ දේසින් කියන්නේ නෑ ඒ කියන්නේ ඒක හොඳට හොයලා බලලා සියවරක් දහස් දත්ත මන්නේ මොනාරි පෙවුණා කියලා දන්නා කියලා මම කියන්නේ නැහැ කාටවත් සමහර නිකම්ම අර සමාකලව තියෙනවා ඒවා නිකන් කියන එකක් ඒ කියන්නේ ඒක මොනාරි මම ගොඩක් ප්‍රෝග්‍රෑම් වලට යන වෙලාවලත් එහෙම ඉතින් කොමාරි ඒගොල්ලන්ගේ දේවලෝක තියෙනවා බ්‍රහ්ම ලෝක තියෙනවා කියලා ඒක දැන් මම කියන්නේ රිලටිවිටි තුලින් උත් අපිට ඒ සයන්ස් කියන්නේ කාලේ හැම දික් කරන්න පුළුවන් කියන මේකත් එක්කුණත් මම ඒ තරුණ කාලේ හැමයි ඒ සම්බන්ධය ඇති උනේ නිකන් ওই න්‍යායය තියෙන්න බෑනේ එතකොට අවුරුදු 1000ක් මෙහි එක දවසක් මේකක පොසිබිල් කරන්න පුළුවන් එකක් නේ එහෙම ඒක හරි ඉන්ට්‍රස්ටිං ඒක තියෙනවා මම විභාග පාස් වුණේ තර ඒකේ තියෙන විශ්වාසයෙන් බිල්ඩ් අප් කරලා මම තේරුණා කනෙක්ටඩ් කියලා ඒ ලෝකෙට. ඊට පස්සේ ඒක පවර්ෆුල් නේ. ඒ දෙවියෝ කිව්වම පවර් එකක් තියෙන්න එපා. බලයක් තියෙන්න එපා. බලයක් නැතුව නෙමෙයි තමා කින්නෝ ඥාති දේවතා. මම ගොඩක් අය පස්සේ ඉන්නවා ඥාති දේවතා. ඔය ප්‍රෝග්‍රෑම් වලට ගොඩාක් වෙලා ඉන්න ඥාති දේවතා. හරි සතුටින්. සතුටින් ස්වාමීන්වහන්සේ ඇවිල්ලා පාටි එකක් තියන ලෝකෙට මේ. ධර්මයේ ඉතින් ඒක හරි අමුතු ඇට්මොස්ෆියර් එකක්. ඒ කියන්නේ ඇත්තටම ප්‍රෝග්‍රෑම් වලට හරියට හොඳට දැනෙනවා. අර නිකම්ම ඇට්මොස්ෆියර් එකක් සමහර ඉතින් මෙතනත් දැනෙන්න ඕනේ. නැත්තම් ඉතින් ඔය උදේපාන්දර මේ දැන් හිටපු දවස්වල ඒ කියන්නේ මම මේ අමාරු ඉන්නේ. චිකනේ එන ලෝකල් ගේන්න ගිහලා මෙතන ලේසි නෑ. ඉතින් අර ඒක නෙමෙයි ඒක අර තමන්ට නිය ස්මූත් ගානක් නැතුව සනීපයක් ට්‍රැන්කියුලිටියක් වින්ද කියන්නේත් අර ඒක බලපෑම් ටිකක් තියෙන නොපෙනෙන මේකක. දෙවරු ඉන්නවා කියලා දැනගන්න තමන් කරන හැම දෙයක්ම දන්නවා කියලා දැනගන්නත් ඕනේ. ඒ කියන්නේ දෙවිවරු කියන්නේ මේ අපේ ඇතුලේ ඉන්න එකක් අපි හිතනකොටම ඇතුලේ තලයක්. ඒතකොට අපි කරන දේ මිනිසුන්ගේ හැඟුණා දෙවිවරුන්ට පේනවා කියන ඒවා ඒක පොඩ පොඩ එන්න ඕනේ. බුදුහාඳුරගේ සම්මාදිට්ඨි දෙකක් තියෙනවා. රයිට් වියු. එකක් එක සම්මාදිට්ඨි පළවෙනි එක තියෙන්න ඕනේ අරකට යන්න. දැක්ම. ඒ දැක්ම එකක් තමයි සග්ග දේවලෝක තියෙනවා කියන්නේ. කර්ම විපාක තියෙනවා කියන්නේ. මේක මම කියන්නේ නැත් නෑ හැම මම හිතන්නේ බුදුහාඳුරුත් එහෙම මේවා කරන තමන්ට අර යම් ඒක යම් මේ මෙහෙම නෑ කියලා හිතුවදී එතන මේ මනුෂ්‍ය ලෝකේ මැරිලා මෙහෙම මැරිලා නැති වෙනවා වගේ එකක් නේ. පින්පව් වණු එතන යවෙනවා, පව් වණු පල්ලහැට යනවා, හරි පල්ලහැට කියන්නේ මනුෂ්‍ය දේව හරි මොන මේ අපාය හරි එහෙම තියෙනවා. ඒත් අපායෙත් එක එක අත්දැකීම් තියෙනවා, ඉෂිවරුන්ට වෙච්ච අත්දැකීම්. ඉතින් මම එහෙම දැකලා තියෙනවා. ඉතින් මේ දේව ලෝකවල මේ සමාකයේ දේව මගේ ඉන්ට්‍රෙස්ටිං ඒවා මට වෙලා තියෙනවා ගොඩක්. කියන්නේ කිව්වට ගොඩක් කතාවල් තියෙනවා. ඒ කියන්නේ මේ ගොඩක් දේවල් තියෙනවා. ඒවා මටත් ධෛර්යය ලැබෙනවා මේ පොඩි එකටත් වැරද්දක් නොකර ඉන්න. ඒ කියන්නේ තනියම ඉද්දිවත් වැරද්දක් නොකර ඉන්න මට මොනා කරන්නද අද කියන්න බැරි වෙනවා එහෙම අනේවට. අනන්ත කේවා තියෙනවා. විශේෂ මේ ගමනේ යනකොට පින් ගන්න එනවා ඒ ඔක්කොම. එතකොට තේරෙනවා. සමහර හිතුවක් දෙයක් එක වෙන්න පටන් ගන්නවා. මම එහෙම හිතන්නේ නැහැ. ඉතින් බස්සේ මං හිතනවා මට මේ මේ මොකද ඒක ලා පින් ගන්න එක එක සලසනවා මේවා කරනවා. ඉතින් මේ මොකද්ද? ඒගොල්ලන්ගේ පින් ඕක ඒගොල්ලන් විශේෂයෙන් මේන්නේ අර කරන පින් කමේ පින ලබා ගන්නද? ඒකට ඒ අතර ඉද්දී තමයි මොන හරි හිත තුලින් ඉන්නේ. ඒක ඩයිමන්ෂන් එකක්නේ. එතකොට අර මොන හරි තමන් හිතුවතින් මේ කියන්නේ හිතුවතින් එක ටග්ගල් ලැබලා දෙනවා ෂණේ. එතකොට අර සාමාන්‍යයෙන් එහෙම අර පින් ලබනවා කියන්නේ හරියටම පින් ලබන කෙනෙක් වැඩි බලාපොරොත්තු නැහැ නේ ආගේ. ඒක නේ ඒ පින් ලබන පින් හරි කුසල් කරන කෙනෙක්ගේ පින්ඩපාත කරනකොට වෙච්ච දේවල් තියෙනවා. ඉතින් එහෙම තියෙනවා හිමාලය යනකොට කොහොම එකක් දෙයක් තියෙනවා ඉන්ට්‍රස්ටිං එහෙම මොනා කරන දැන් කියන්න හිතෙන්නේ කිව්වොත් වෙලා හොඳන්නේ නැහැ. මයි ශූලේසින් දවසක් එක මට ෂොක් මට hina ඉතින් ඒක මේ කොනක අස්සක මුල්ලක මේ මම මේ අර මං කිව්වේ මම ව්‍යායාම කරනවා කියලා. මේ ජොග් කරනකොට මේ අර කයිලාශයන් ඉස්සලා. ඉතින් ඒකේ මම මට එපා වෙලා ටිකක් අර මොකද මේ ජොගින් කරපු අර මේ ෂූස් බූට්ස් pair එක ඒ හිමාලයෙන් පාවිච්චි කරන එකත් ඒ යනකොට ඒක ලේසින්ග ගැලවෙනවා. ඉතින් මං කරපු වැඩේ මට ටිකක් නහරි තරහ ගිහිල්ලා වගේ නියම් කර මේ ලේසින්ග කත් එක්ක කොනකට අස්සකදී මං ඒක මෙහෙම බැන්දා. ඒ කියන්නේ මෙහෙම ලොකු දේවලක් වගේ තියෙනවා. ඊට පස්සේ පඩි තියෙනවා. ඒකට යන ඒක නගිනකොට මට කාඩියෝමයා වෙනවනේ. ඉතින් මං ඒක එතන නගින්න ඉතින් අතරකින් මම මොන කරදරයක්ද වගේ කියලා හිතාන අරක මෙහෙම බැඳලා කොහම ගියා. ඉතින් පස්සේ මට අර මං කිව්වේ අර මෙහෙම මුණ ගැසීමක් වගේ වෙච්ච වෙලාවක ඒක තමයි කරිමාවක් කරි මට ගොඩක් තේරුම් කරන්න බෑ හයිද ඒ පැත්ත. ඉතින් අස කිව්වා මොකද ඒතර මම ගියෙත් භාවනා කරන්න සාමාන්‍යම එළියට වඩින්නේ කොහොමනත් භාවනා කළා හරි සතුටු මූඩ් එකක දෙන්නත් දන්නේ මෙහෙත් එන්නේ මේමයි කව කොහෙත් හැම කොයි ලෝකේ කොහෙ හිටියත් මං ඉන්නේ මේ ඒක පුරුදුලා දෙන අවුරුදු ගණන්. ඉතින් ඔබ වහන්සේ සතුටින් එළියට වැඩගෙන යනවා වඩිනව නේද කියලා කියලා සතුටින් ඒ කියන්නේ අර දැන් හැබැයි අර මේකට සමීප පාටක් අඳින්න කියලා තිබ්බා නේද මොකද ජොක් කරේ ආද සමිමාස කෙනෙක් හැටියට ඊට පස්සේ මොකද්ද අර ලේසින් එක තමයි ලේසින් එකත් එක තරහා ගියාද කියලා ඔය මම ওই වගේ ඕක කවුද මේ කොනක් අස්සක මම එතකොට මේ කට්ටිය කොහේ ආවේ කො මේ CCTV කැමරා දාගෙනද ඔයගේ එකක් නේ මාත්‍ය කියන්නේ කියොත් ඉතින් ගොඩාක් දේවල් දිනවා මාත්‍ය මේන ගමන පවා හැම දෙයක්ම ඒගොල්ලන් මගේ යාළුවෝ කියලා මම කියනවා ඉතින් මට යාළුවෝ ඉන්නවා නම් දෙවිවරු තමයි යාළුවෝ නැත ඒක සෙල්ලමට කියනවා නෙමෙයි මම තනියම ඉන්නෙත් ඒකනේ තනියම ඉන්නේ මොකද මම මිනිසුත් එක්ක අනේ මිනිස්සු දෙවිවරු වගේ මිනිස්සු තමයි මේ ඇවිල්ලා උදව් කරලා සම්බන්ධ වෙලා ඒ පොඩ්ඩක් හරි ඉන්න කට්ටියක් තමයි එහෙම නැත්නම් ඉන්න කරගන්න බෑ මේක මේ ඉන්න යා නොටි බබලත් එක කරගන්න බෑ මානසික ලෝකේ එහෙම ඉඳදී මීට හදලා ගන්න ඕනේ මාව බලාගන්නෙත් මන් දන්නවා ඒගොල්ලන් තමයි කොහේ හරි හැම තැනම කැලවල්ලස්සේ ඒතර අර ඔපරේෂන් කරනකොට වෙන්ඩි ඉස්සෙල්ලා ඒක කොච්චර මොකද ඒගොල්ලන්ගේ පරාස්තරයක් තියෙනවනේ පේන කර්මය වැඩ කරන හැටි වෙන මේ කාලේ මේ වගේ විපතක් වෙන කාලයක් එන්ඩි ඉස්සෙල්ලාම ප්‍රිපෙයාර් කරනවා ඔය මගේ ස්ටෝන්ස් වලට මේ එකෙක් යාට හීනෙන් පෙන් පේනවා මේ පෙනිච් එකක් ආනි සාමි මට ඔබ වහන්සේට මේ මේක කියන්න ඕනේ මට ඔබ වහන්සේ මේ හීනෙන් දැක්කා සතියක් මොකද මාව දැක්කලු මොකද අර ගංගා නදී ඉන්දියාවේ ඍෂිකේෂ් වල එතන මේ ඉඳගෙන ඉන්නවා. මාව දැකලා යට දුක හිතුණා නිකන් මම නිකන් අමාරුවෙන් වගේ ඉන්නවා. එයා ළඟට ඇවිල්ලා කිව්වම මම එයාට කියලා තියෙනවා මොකද්ද මන්ත්‍රයක් කියන්න සතියක් ඔය පරිස්සම් වෙන්න කියලා. හරියටම දවස් එක කියනකොට මේ මටයි ප්‍රශ්නේ ඉන්නේ. එතකොට මේ ගොඩන් තව ළමයි අරීමෙන් ඇවිල්ලා ඒ ඉතින් අර ඒ මොනවාද ලේ දෙන්නයි අරම ඇයි ලොකු ඔපරේෂන් එකක් කරමු මොකද්ද ස්ටෝන්ස් උත් ඉතින් මේ දන්න කට්ටිය කවුරුත් නැහැ ඒක වැඩේ වුණාම ඔක්කොම ඉවරයි ගිහිල්ල හිමාලේ ඍෂිකේෂ් වල ඉතර AIIMS හොස්පිටල් එක තව ගොඩක් තියෙනවා මාත් තව මෙහෙම ඉඳලා නැති වෙච්ච ඒවා තියෙනවා ඉතින් ඕවා කියන්නේ කිව්වොත් අපි බය වෙනවා ඒකයි වැඩේ අපිට ඕවායි අම තව එකක් කිව්වද නැහැ සිරි මට කියන්න පුළුවන් එකක් කියන්නම්කෝ සිරි පාදේ අර හේවිසිය වුණා කියලා අපි තුන් දෙනෙකුට මේ අර පරණ YouTube වල බලන්න මට ඕන මම ඒවද කියලා ඇති කොයි යන්නේ ඒ කියන්නේ අර උඩ මළුවේ එක දවසක සමන් දෙවියන් එදාට එනවා කියලා ඉතින් මොන පණිඩියක් කියලා තිබ්බා ඉතින් අපි තුන් දෙනෙක් හතර දෙනෙක් ගිහි කාලේ ඒ පර්වතයට ගිහිල්ලා එදාට ගාඩ්ලා හිටියේ අවාරණේ ගිහිල්ලා මේ එතන මේ මොකද්ද වහිනෝ ඒ කාලේ දන්නේ නැද්ද ඉතින් අර ගාඩ්ලගේ රූම් එකේ හිටිය අර ෆොට් ප්ලේට් එකක් ඒගොල්ලන් පත්තු කරන් ඔහොම ඉන්නකොට 11 හදලා සැතපෙන්ඩත් ලෑස්ති වුණා හරියට මේක වෙලා කෙනට මගේ අනිත් එක්කෙනා ශානකමයි ශාන් කවුද අපේ ශානක මැද්දේ ශානක ශානක ඇහෙනවද ඇහෙනවද කියලා ඒක අර මේ එක මාත්තේ මාත්තේ කළුවරේ ඇහෙනව නේන හේවිසි හේවිසි අර බෙර ගහගෙන ඉතින් අතන ඇහෙනව අර මිටියක් මීටර් ගන්න අර මළුව පොඩි දුරක්නේ වෙලට බය එලියට යන්නවත් හිතෙන්නේ නෑ මම හිතෙන් ප්‍රාර්ථනා කරන්නම් කියලා ඒක තමයි මම බලන් හිටියා වෙලාව 12 මාර වෙනකල් කොයිද තමන්ගේ අත්දැකීම් වෙයි තමට ඕම ඉතින් අපි යනකොට දෙවරුම අත්දකින්න කියලාත් නෙමෙයි මේ මගේ යනකොට හිත පිස්සුදු වෙනකොට ගමනක් යනකොට පොඩ පොඩ යම් යම් දේවල් විවෘත වෙන්න පටන් ගන්නවා යම් යම් සංඥා සම්ම තව කාටරි මොනවද තියෙනවද යක්කුණන් ඉතින් ඕන තරම් ඔය යක්කුණේ පේන්නේ බලන්න දැන් තමයිට බාර් වලයි බලා ගන්න ඕන නම් හොඳට රාග ද්වේෂ මොහ සම්බන්ධව ඒගොල්ලන් ඒගොල්ලන් දූතයෝ මේක වැඩි කතා කරන්න කියලා තව අමාරු වෙයි දන්නේ අපි මාත්‍යම අදට මේ වැඩෙත් ගොඩාක් වෙලා යන්න ලේසි දෙන්නේ නැහැ මේක පොඩි පහක නෙමෙයි මේක නිවන් මගට කට්ටියව ෆෝස් එකක් මේක සියුම් ඔපරේ ඒ කියන්නේ අය මේක පුළුවන් කියලා මේවා කරනවා කියන්නේ ලේසි වැඩක් නෙමෙයි ලේසි වැඩක් නෙමෙයි ඔය නිවන බෑ කියලා ඉන්න නම් ලේසි මගෙන් නම් ඒක වෙන්නේ නැහැ අපවත් වෙනකල් මම ඉතින් දන්න දෙයක් තියෙනවා මම ගමනක් යන ගමන් මම අනිවාර්යයෙන්ම යුතුයකමක් කරනවා මිනිස්සුන්ට මේවට කරන්න පුළුවන් කරගන්න කියලා ඔය තියෙන්නේ මම මොනේ නැහැ you don't need me the books are there so any question tomorrow morning today after 7-8 samasthi patipana sutra kiyala kawada naha ne ekath poddak kimita balanna slowly you can even read the mahasthi patipana sutra you know it's like but now when about 8 o'clock you can if you want you can relax okay everybody relax means you can relaxation should be this meditating go on meditating what other relaxation otherwise you have a party or something but continue don't know you can get more insights just Friday no? and tomorrow if you like you can continue I'm not forcing you all okay
so how about the bonus guys
oh wait I'm sorry I might china kattiye bonus se mata hoyanne ne I'm sorry china indian kattiye sorry I'm joking with you all right know, Rattarang Kattiya Balanduka Manichal Durian, from long distance they have come. They are my relations in the past lives. Go, my chinitte kari buduma megat tina. Ayo me hunde ka tina mathe ka bana. Megat kiva no na nandoka vada sutre. Nandaka vada sutre. Meke ne hatharveni pitu ara. Ara final reflections kila no essential sutras of the Majjhima Nikaya. Okay. Towards the last section 2 kila no wait. 371 the last page from three. Then you have the Sadharmadhara meditation retreat section 2. In that you have this Nandaka Vada Sutta.
407
Singhala. A single page 3 on 407. 407. Okay. Alone you can read the in that you know Nandaka Vada Sutta, and you can read Mahahastipada Palasi. Oh my God, this one also you read, the next one. This is the bonus one. Okoda bonus ek one ada thawa ita wada retreat karanna wenawa pinwathuni me hitanne ba me mehema eka pinwathulage samsaretama tiyana ekama meke ithi me praveshayak kiyala hitanne. Oh, the bonus one is here. This is the sutta that gave me the final push to become a monk in a cave. Alright?
Sorry, I didn't get the page. Which page is it?
This one, what I'm telling, the bonus one.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
It is page number 9 in the end. Kadde? Eka nanti no. My singering eka dalti no ada. Eka nama me nidhana samyutte kila ti no. Dependent on your Buddha's kila Buddhu rup kila mau kareti no ada. Meka me devani par karna kathir kaman ne pingo tularat. Apel Lanka vaidyam purudela hua. Indian na ekeng me. China again put it in there. The Buddha's dependent origination. This sutra, this is the sutta that made give the last push to become a monk.
So in what circumstance
we sorry?
So in what circumstance should we be a monk or not?
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Because
I was thinking about being a nun or something, but I'm not sure if that's a
good
thing to do or not. Is it good for a woman to be a nun, or is it wait for the next life? No. You became a nun for 4 days now.
Yeah.
These 4 days, 5 days, you are a nun. You are a nun in mind. So you practice that, and then maybe the karma, you know, karma? Mm-hmm. Karma will ripe where you want to make that. If you stay where nuns are there, if you really want to make it happen, you be in a place where there are nuns and you help them and you do the practice there. Then you might, you know, then that karma will. But if you stay with lay people, this will be, I don't think. Even hamdru kenek vendon lang, hamdru inna, practice karna. Make a kudau karagana, ema ui arvage sil aragana in the kakarna kota, mahanu indatino. Natta hamadam, hamdurun to dau karakar upastanakaran. Otherwise, you will be always like, you know, visiting, helping the monks. You will be a helper to the end of your life. You must do their practice in their vicinity. Now, I think noble souls, you know, one nun, no, you're not nun, right? Upasaka, or I don't know. The lady and the gentleman, the right in the back.
Living here, yeah, just living here as upasakas, I guess.
Sorry?
Upasakas,
yeah. This is a good way. Only little unfortunate is like, you know, these places, like even in Sri Lanka, the monasteries, there are only few lay people, you know, they are staying like that. now in the, our place where I'm there, it's only lay people, and then they are, if they have the potential, they are encouraged for monks or nuns. But for me, some problem with nuns because I have no places to send them and train them. I have this, separate trainings I want them to go through. So I have no experience. I have never been in a nunnery. So the monks, I am now slowly guiding them. So that I want you to go much as possible on the path, but I will be very, that decision is very, I will look to many things about you. But you can attain Nibbana already, right? How you spend the 4 days, that you can do. You don't worry about, how you're going to be a nun or not. You already practice what you should be doing. So if you be a nun also, you'll be practicing the same thing the whole day. And so you know the practice. If you're not nun also, you know. This dependent hamuna dokar single ekak hamuna da ekak ne thiyuna to okkoma landai okkoma nathuwa bonus ekak ne thiyena eka thamai loku prashne ne ne kaata thambunnada නිදාන සම්යුත්ත කියලා එනවා රමිය. ඒකේ තියෙන දෙවනි සූත්‍රය වගේ. නන්දක වාද සූත්‍රය තියෙනවා නේ. ඒක තියෙනවා 407. ඒක 407. හරි ඒක කියවන්න අදරයට. ඒක පින්වතුන්ලගේ බෝනස් එක. හරිද? ඒක මදි දෙම කිව්වට.
ෆයිනල් රිෆ්ලෙක්ෂන් සාමාන්‍යයෙන් මධ්‍යමනිකායන් සංගතිකායේ
තමයි නැත්තේ. අන්තිම කන්තිම කමන්නේ මේ නන්දකවාද සූත්‍රය අනිවාර්යෙන් කියවන එක මම කියවන්න ඕන එකක් මේ හැබැයි මම මෙහෙසෙන්ද කැමති නෑ දන්නේද එහෙම කිව්වට පින්වතුල කැමති මං ඉන්න තරමට මෙතන නමනා කරන්න ඔක තමයි රහස මගේම මෛත්‍රිය අනිත් පැත්තට එනවා මගේ දා ගන්න බල හාමුදුරගේ මෛත්‍රී කොහොමදද කියලා නේද? එතකොට මේකනේ එන්නේ අනිත් පැත්තෙන්. මම පොඩ්ඩක් ඇලුනා ඇලිලා නෙමෙයි. ඒක අනිත් පවුනේ නේද? හාමුදුරෝ ඉතින් අරක නෑ තමයි නේ. කමන්නේ අර අන්දකවාද සූත්‍රය කියවන්නේ. ඉංග්‍රීසි එකේ තියෙනව නම් කාට හරි අමහාස්ති පදම සූත්‍රේ කවුරුත් කියුවේ නැහනේ ඔක්කොම නේ කියුවද ඒක චූදකෝ අර සූත්‍රයේ පොඩි කොපි එකක් මට තිබ්බේ අර ගල්ලෙනට යනකොට ඉංග්‍රීසි වලින් ඔය මං කිව්වේ ඔය බෝනස් කියලා ඒ ගල්ලෙනේ ඔය සක්මන් කර කර මං එක එක රිලැක්ස් කරලා ඔය නිකන් ඔය බුත් සමාධිගත වෙනවා අර එන්ජොයි කරන්න ඕනේ එහෙම මොනවත් හිතුවේ නැහැ අරක කරන්න ඕනේ මේක කරන්න ඕනේ ඊට පස්සේ then I relaxingly in the cave I was given a lone cave as upasaka there I was like little read Then walking meditation, I had some good experience with that. That just echoes in your mind, and the mindfulness is very subtle, very subtle. And before that, I remember I had some disturbing thoughts. So don't think, you will get disturbing thoughts, then you continue practicing, then you will get focus. And, so any retreat or in solitude, you get like this. ඒක ඇද්දද කල in that place other mountain is called Rasvel. දන්නවද ඒකේ පැත්තේ එතන මම මේ පැත්තේ අද්දද ගල මෙහෙ ගල්තලාව ඉඳන් රැස් වේර දිහා බලනවා. I used to look at the raswera. So that same day, I don't know when I went to the top of the අද්දද ගල rock, looking at the these are ancient places, Valagamba Rajuran Kali, king's time of the lot of monks, the golden period. Okay, so I could see that there are elephants. Those days elephants were like, you know, still there are. And I could see the other mountain, and it's called Rasvehera, you know, the pagoda or something like that, you know, Rasvehera. So I don't know whether it is my devotion, meditate, I mean, some kind of, it's hardly like a voice in the mind. It was coming like Kelesnasna Bhikshu. Like Bhikshu means Bhikshu, you know, and Keles means defilement, who is destroying the defilements, a monk who is destroying the defilement. It was like in the sky or what, I don't know. This was echoing, and then I was picturing from the rock there, the mountain there, rays coming from arahants, their parts of the body, the, you know, relics. I don't know if this is my kind of... Then I was thinking, even now this kind of effect is there in this modern time, I should not waste my time. I must quickly ordain. Okay. And those days I was also planned to go walking. You know, I was very determined on the walking thing. So then I realized also my teacher, he wanted me to ordain. I have been postponing. Then I thought he might not live even few days, who knows, I will regret. So then I took a vehicle. The senior monk also told me, you can do when you become a monk, go now in the vehicle. Vehicle means bus, you know, very remote area those days. Very difficult to get a bus also. So went quickly and then told my father. And then quickly things started happening. So, but this sutta was the main thing that, you know, gave me. Okay. Nandokubada Sutta, you can read. Okay. Gilanya Sutra, in the Sinhalese one. This is the one I read already, right? 319, Gilanya Sutra. Okay. I don't want to try anymore, okay? Any more questions, anybody? Okay. No, take a rest. Everything is impermanent. Remember that. All right. Even our meeting coming. I remember my teachers to remind me those days. All these things will be finished, gone. Make use of the time. Some people also thought when he passed away, I was in Himalayas. When I came back, they called me for the, you know, ceremony of where his ashes actually to be buried, and not to bury, to be made a stupa. So it was like a function, and some devotees, they were looking how I'm reacting with the ashes. Maybe I'm crying. So, but long years ago, you know, we have already seen him becoming ash or anything of experience, the impermanence. But you see, like, everything like that, nothing will last. So quickly you must make effort. Don't be deluded, don't be with people who are, you know, really not very alert about these truths. Just make your focus strong. Just take this as like your one lifetime. You must do your best, like that, get that feeling. And enjoy that effort. Don't like make it a strenuous thing. But don't be too lax. Teruma sanna hena. Me jara kaya var ganna wedak teruma thiyenada? where Buddha Vachana, the Buddha's teaching is there. You look at the Dhamma, not this dirty body, full of filth and smell and everything. You'll be okay with the Dhamma. If you're a foreigner without the Dhamma, I would have told, okay, take a photograph, no problem. Maybe it might help the person. But if you really want, you can borrow the one, try to find from them in the office. Mukadde? Mama, enda balan na, poddak enda balan na, shuwa na, da ivarai, ehe mama yandat tira tino. For health,
yes.
Tell them much merit, okay? Tell them even if I don't meet them or sometimes I might go quickly, please tell them that I'm very grateful for even having this place. It was a wonderful place, really. I could see the early morning chanting, evening chanting, the atmosphere here is better than even Burma or Sri Lanka, I think.
Yes, sir.
The entire complex here, you know, and in the hot sun, you are like having those places to be, you know, you can do everything here. What to do? I couldn't enjoy too much of it. This was all whole trip like that. At least the bear experience I remember. But again, I'm sick somewhere. You know, that was how this whole trip went.
This place is amazing, Swaminath. Early in the morning around the chai here, it reminds me of Kataraga Kiriwinger.
Yeah, this is you are very fortunate to have this. You definitely noticed this. Outside in the morning and here, this area itself, you know, and then surrounding. That's good. So tomorrow also you have. If you really like, don't want to force you all, try to read and live. But if you have a sutta which you like, continue. Maybe, who knows, you know. Just if you like, I'm not forcing you. From 8 o'clock today, it's up to you what to do. But stay, don't go now, you know. Don't go like suddenly, alright, stay. Teruvan Sannayana. All the Devas, all the Brahmas, 32 crores of Devatas, Samyak Drishti, Kalpe Shakya, Mai Shakya, Devatan Mahatala, me okkoma organize karapu, Mahansi Vela, Lesi Ne, Ekeka Bada, Madhi, Amarving, me. Eva meha vechcha kattiya okkoda maha pinak kusalayak avadikuna kiyala hitanna podi pahe neme. It's a great merit to all who organized. I am specially telling because you would have had special challenges, otherwise I am not normally, if I tell or not what you do, it will be with you, it will come to you. Doesn't mean someone have to do anumodan that it comes to you. So even people who organize in Sri Lanka, everybody, and here, all of them get more protection for the practice, and all of you, all the good karma you accumulated, transferred to the people in this country. Even the hospital, I had few people, a corker, they want to have a discussion. The doctor, actually, she was a corker, right? I have had some, so they all curious, all wanted to know something about life, and America is quite an open place. People have that open mind, and all the other countries too, may they get awakening to follow this path. Human life is so precious. They have the capacity to do this, and all the lower beings, the animals, yakshas, bhutas, pretas, and the lowest worlds, may they get a human birth and they practice, and devatas and brahmas, may they all get an opportunity to come out of all impermanent situations, states of life, all sentient beings, get a share of this good karma. All right? my ordination teacher and my teacher and many steras who helped me, blessed me, and all other yogis who protected me and protects me still, and all the devas and the brahmas. My parents too, and my teachers who taught me. Definitely all people in this country and all countries get this support. May the ancient masters, their noble robe, noble symbol of the arhants, be a blessing to all living beings. Budu karuna ave aramana ishta vena kaalayak wenna. Parami balen puragana apu. E parami bale rakavarnayak wenna sila satyanta. E saasane jeevamana vidyamana thiyena kaalayak. E putum maha therun wahasela sri paadi aay manuloka satyanta dahilayak satyayak wenna. Jeevamana balayak wenna. All blessings to all of you.